Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM? Hello, I'm Alan Brazil, and it's time for another debrief with myself and Gabby at Bonlahore. I'm currently enjoying some time off up in the Alps, the French Alps, so let's hear some of the highlights from previous episodes of the podcast. Don't forget, these are available to watch as cartoons as well, which is hilarious, on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Thank you.
Spending time alone could be good for you and reduce stress.
Why?
Solitude is often seen as lonely, but it relieves the pressure of modern life and can help people feel more free. A study suggests.
Gabby,
could you live without your wife, Alan?
If I had to, yes. If I had to, yes.
Really?
No, oh, yeah, if I had to. Yeah, if she kicked me out.
You'd be fine?
I wouldn't be pressing no panic button.
Really?
No.
What would do about like
I'd
all your...
I'd miss her, of course I'd miss her. But you move on, don't you?
Really?
Yeah, why? How do you know you've never been married?
What about all your like lovely meals, the things around the house?
Excuse me.
Yeah, your washing,
laundry,
everything.
Meals, shard, Chinese, no problem.
See,
would I go back dating? No, I don't date. No. No dating. No,
but if you're single one day, would you
when
get back on the market?
When you're being the best, why go with someone else?
Of course. So you wouldn't miss her. She said, "Al, you know what? Just go and stay in your apartment in London."
Oh no, she said that loads, but she doesn't really mean it.
She don't mean it. She'd miss you.
Of course, she'd miss me.
Why are you so sure?
Well, I'm still there after 40 odd years, isn't I? I'm not exactly, you know, the Saint Roger Moore.
So you don't agree with like?
No, I think. Listen, I think if you're on your own, I must admit, the older I get, I like to watch my sport. I like to watch my news. I like to watch old films, whereas the wife likes to watch, you know, like The Jungle, Dancing on Ice, Strictly, all that load of bollocks.
You know what I would love, Al? I would love Monday to Friday with my girlfriend and Saturday, Sunday on my own.
Well, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yes, but I didn't think I could say it on here. But that would be perfect, wouldn't it? You know, 2 days to yourself. Like your missus moves out on the weekend.
No, Gab, don't give me that crap. Why have you never been married? What are you worried about?
Because, Alan, the main reason why is that...
Your money?
Yeah. No, the main reason is people get married too quickly. People fall in love and get married straight away, and it doesn't last.
Really?
So for me...
Well, how many years have you been courting this one?
2 years.
Well, you must know if you...
So you think 2 years is enough to go and get married?
Absolutely.
And what if after 4 years you feel, you know what?
Well, you have a
I rushed into it too quick.
Although I'm told she's got more money than you.
But don't you think people can rush into it, Al?
Rush into what?
Marriage.
Yeah, some people do. I did. Well, I got married very young. I got married very young, but I knew right away she's the one for me.
But how long was you with her before you got married? Would you say?
God, Gabby, you put me in the spot now.
Think back to 1970.
Would it be a year or 9 months,
really?
Something like that? Yeah. Less than 2 years, I know that.
Look at the amount of people that have been married and had like bad divorces. Do you know what I mean? Like, it scares me a bit.
Yeah, but they're probably bad behaviour.
Really?
Yeah, you know. Listen,
your mate didn't have bad behaviour.
You make a commitment. You know, you don't have to be a what's the word? You can't please them all the time, but you know the vast majority of the time, you look after them. You know, you have nice holidays. You look after them. It wasn't all rosy for me when I was young because when I first got married, finished football too early. At one stage, I was nearly skint.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you roll your sleeves up and you say, get on with it. This is not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to make more money than I've ever made. So you've got to have that ambition.
You know what? Would you ever be a marriage counsellor? Because you sound like you do a good job, Al.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to talk you into getting married, Gav.
You've been speaking to the missus.
You gallivanting up the West End every time you come down here. Up to Nobu, Mayfair Hotel.
You know, behave yourself.
Mayfair Butterfly. Whoa.
What are you lying for?
Thank God Stringfellow's just finished.
Mayfair Butterfly. What is that?
You don't want it. Well, you do want it now.
You are something else. There's a story that you're going to tell us that I haven't heard before of you running a half marathon after drinking 10 pints.
Oh, that's...
What happened, mate?
That was a long time ago. So I'd been playing for Spurs away from home and scored me one. And in those days, it's all changed, but in those days, the coach... They were nice coaches, right? And we had two helpers in the coach. They cook you meals with the microwaves, okay? So it wasn't just sandwiches. In my days, it was fish and chips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This was proper. Bit of salad, a bit of chicken or a steak. But there was always wine, there was always beer, and we had a win, so we were all giving it plenty, and the music was blaring. Anyway, get back to the training ground, taxi to the local pub, get on it, and it's great, you know, because my time at Tottenham was okay. First 12 games I went in 84, scored 6. We climbed the table, got in Europe, and we won the UEFA Cup the following year. I'm not saying that a lot to do with me, but 1 every 2 got us up the table, and we won the UEFA Cup. So anyway, that night, got in the pub, had a bit of a lock-in, went back, got the usual, key in the door, where have you been? I said, don't you follow the news? I got the winner, don't you follow the news? I'll just go to bed, will you? All right. So got away with it, bed, and all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang in the door, 5:45 in the morning. And Alan, it's Keith, your mate Keith, my neighbour. I went, I'm not playing golf, no, I'm having a lay-in, I'm knackered, I've had a few drinks. I don't fancy golf today, right? There's a pause, and she says, no, you idiot. It's not golf, it's the Wellingham City Half Marathon. I went, the what? It's the Wellingham City Half Marathon. I went, what happened? She says, you signed up for it, people have sponsored you, get your arse out of bed, in the shower, and get down here. So I do. Right, where's my running shoes? Running shoes? Yeah, I haven't got any running shoes. What do you mean having... Any short? I've got shorts. I've got a T-shirt. So she found me a pair of them blue Adidas Gazelles. You know the...
Yes.
The leisure shoes.
Yes.
I said, well, are you sure? I'm going to have to run in these. Right? So no training, no nothing. Forgot all about it. Get down to start, do it. I've never been so bored in my life. Anyway. So after about 3 miles to go, I thought, stuff this. Boom. And I'm passing people, right? I'm passing.
Oh, really?
What do you mean, really? I was an athlete. And I started at passing people. And in the end, I just couldn't wait to get over that winning line, right?
Why? To get back to the bar?
Well, it was Sunday. It's the pub, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, done it. Felt good about it. I was a bit tired. Went up the pub, had a few pints, and suddenly my feet were killing me. I didn't realise I had blisters like you can't believe.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My heels, my feet. Shocking. Come out of the pub and nothing to do with alcohol, could hardly walk. I ended up earning a fortune for charity.
Yeah.
Couldn't train for 5 days. Got fined a week's wages. But I ended
really?
Up...
Really? After up, doing that for charity,
yeah,
you
yeah,
got
yeah,
fined?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ended up doing a 1:32 gab with no training.
1 minute 32?
1 minute 32, which is not brilliant,
1 minute or 1 hour?
One hour.
1 minute. Forrest Gump over here.
I told you I had a few drinks. It was 1:32 of them, 1:32.
Fair play, Alan.
The winning time was 1:07 or 1:08, and they were really fit.
Yeah.
But I'd done a 1:32, which was pretty good, by the way. Because my kids run them now, they can't get anywhere near it. Peter Jones, I'll tell a story about Peter Jones.
Go on then.
So there I was at the Ryder Cup, right? This is funny. Ryder Cup, staying at Glen Eagles. So we're not actually in the hotel because all the players and officials take it. We're opposite for Talk Sport in a beautiful house owned by a very prominent rich guy who lives offshore. This was one of his houses here, big racehorse owner. I won't mention his name. And we were broadcasting there, so we all had rooms, But we knew some other people were going to be staying there as well. It was a mansion. And Peter Jones turned up, wee son, and he wasn't impressed. Because we were doing our show in the morning. They're trying to sleep. Morning, welcome to the Ryder Cup. 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. And I remember one morning waking up, and the guys at Brian McFadden, the singer.
Yes, Westlife.
Westlife. He was on it all the time. Me and him were going to the golf. And then that night, where were we going, Brian? Bang, we go out. We ended up gate crashing a wedding and singing on the stage. He wasn't happy. And I was doing the breakfast show one, and it was about 10 past 8. I was just about to throw to the travel, talks about travel. And this head pops up behind the sofa. I went, excuse me. I went, who are you? He says, I'm staying here. I went, shh, I'm live on air. This was McFadden invited a load of pals back. Oh, it was carnage. There was people coming and going. It was. So at the end of the trip, and it was a brilliant Ryder Cup, we beat them.
Yes.
And there was live music the last day. I stagger back to the house. And I wake up in the morning. Everyone is gone. Peter Jones had his private jet, I think, back from Glasgow Airport or whatever. Anyway, they've booked me a cab. And the cleaners are in. And I sat outside. It was a beautiful, crisp morning, but blue sky. And the cleaners were in. They said, sir, what do you want to do with these champagne? There was 3 bottles of champagne. I went, open them. She went, what? I says, open them. She went, I can't. We'll get in trouble. I says, I'm the last man standing. Open them. We're going to share them. And I sat with the cleaners having a blather outside. And then my car come. And the guy in the car said, oh, all right, we're only going to Glasgow Airport from Glen Eagles. He says, look in the back, pal, I've got your bottle. I'm like, oh, my God. Just to break the journey up. I got back to Suffolk. She's like, what the hell? Where have you been, Vegas?
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
This December, it snowed like mad.
Did it?
And I invited the whole football club. Bobby Robson was there.
Lovely.
We had ice-sculpted swans with massive king prawns inside the wings.
Shut up.
Glass, it was like glass, it was ice.
Wow.
And Bollinger, it was Bollinger all night. It was magnificent.
Was it an amazing event?
Yeah, and Bobby Robson was on the dance floor giving it large. It was brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah, and there was a Caribbean band as well, even though it was snowing outside. It was brilliant. And they said, look, the snow's coming in, it's getting deeper and deeper, there's a storm on its way. The last taxis are coming, you got to go. And the boss wouldn't go. Eventually, he got his coat on, his scarf, and his hat. And by the time he got outside the last cab, because he was scared he wasn't going, there was a foot and a half of snow. And he just come back in, he went, great, can't get home. Boom, off went the gear, bang, straight on the dance floor again.
Lovely.
It was none, it was a magic night.
Where was your honeymoon?
Caribbean? We didn't have one.
No, I didn't have one.
No, because we that was Saturday. And on the Monday, I think we drove up to Goodison. Yeah. I think we beat them 4-0.
Yeah, so it would have been
because he warned us, you were all on the piss, you were all drinking. I want a performance, right? I want a performance. And we smashed them 4-0. It was amazing. It was a great few days, that was.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, Alan, in your book, Only Here for a Visit, is that the name of it? That's a great, I like that. That's what you always say, don't you? Only Here for a Visit? Okay. You tell the tale of getting sacked during the Cheltenham Festival.
Yes.
Can you retell this incredible story for the listeners, please?
Later that night.
So, 10 o'clock comes. He said, right, you made a fool of me. I said, no, you made a fool because you forgot to bring the champagne. He said, we've got to go now. I went, I'm not going anywhere. No chance. We're going to the Guinness tent. I always have the first pint of Guinness.
Of course, yep.
In the tented village. Yes, so off we go. He says, no, I've got to go. I said, no, you don't have to go. You come with me. We'll have a couple of pints. We'll talk about it like men. If you want to go, you go. I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching the Gold Cup from here. Right?
Oh.
So we have three or four. He said, I've got to go. Off he goes. Scurrying. You'll be sacked. I went, beat it. See you later. Hope you get stuck in traffic. Get lost. Right? And I'm thinking, I don't want to get sacked.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Nah. So I have another couple, and then I got up to the coral box, have a few more, you know, thinking, where's Paddy? Where's Mike Allen? He's had to go home. Why? And I explained to the city, well, you better go. I said, nah. So I'm now thinking to myself, what do I do? Jill will kill me. She'll kill me if I get sacked, right? She's tried to call me a couple of times, Paddy. I've just blanked him. Anyway, I backed the first winner. I'm now thinking I should really go home.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to get the sack. My problem is I've got the car in the car park, right? Because my taxi driver never turned up, so I had to take my car. So then I'm back the first winner. Steve-O gives me a tip in the second. That wins, right? So I'm wedged up. And I've got an anti-post ticket for the favourite in the Gold Cup, but I backed him months ago, and he's a strong favourite. And I said, I tell you what I'll do. I know what I'll do. I'll watch the Gold Cup live, and then I'll follow the traffic and try and get a room somewhere. Just get out of Cheltenham, get out of it. Anyway, the problem of getting the sacks bothering me. So the horse wins the Gold Cup, he bolts up. I need a bigger jacket to get the money in. Right, I've won a right few grand. Oh, yeah. I've won a few grand, yeah. And then there's a tip in the second last. I went, no. There was a tip in the last and the second last. I backed the one in the second last each way, and it wins.
Lovely.
I then say, guys, I've got to go. Thank you very much. Got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? What do you mean you see you tomorrow? Well, where are you going? I said, I've got to go. It's a long story. Then we get to Broadway, which I love. Beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, behave. What are you doing? I know what I'll do. I'll stop at a village, get my head down, right? Leave at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. I can get back to London for 6. I can do it.
Yes.
That's the one. So we get to Moreton and Marsh. And I'm thinking, quick, get out of this car, leave it and get a room. Little Irish guy in the front, oh, Mr. Allen, how are you? I says, fine, but you could save my life. He says, well, what's wrong? I said, I need a room for tonight. I said, I'll do a Harry Potter under the stairs. Don't care where I go. I'll get my head down, but yes. I've got to leave at 3. He went, no problem. Some Irish guys were over from Dublin. done the money, paid for the whole week. They're paid. You can have the room for nothing. I went, oh, you'll do for me. Give me a bag. Give me your keys. He says, go into the sitting room there. So I walk in, oak panelled room. Roaring fire.
Lovely.
Stunning. Chair by the fire. Because I'm one of the first back from the races. He says, sir, can I get you a nice large glass of heavy red? You'll do for me. Comes back, right? Lovely. And what happened was that a brand new phone wasn't working. Right? And I mean, it wasn't a case of not charging it. It was broke.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
It was brand new from the Orange shop in Cheapside, right, in the city. And I was raging. And I had no watch on, so I'm thinking, got to be careful here. How am I going to wake up? So I said, right, mate, thank you very much. Will you wake me up? 2:45, I'm straight in the car, I'm back to London. He says, lovely, you sure? Are you going to bed? I went, yeah, I've told you, I've got to get my head down. He says, oh, why? I said, why? He said, well, just 50 yards down the road on the right is Jim Steele, who played for Southampton. Scottish guy. I went, oh, I played against him. All those years ago, I played against him when we beat Southampton. Keegan, Shannon, Ball, yes. Shilton, that era. We beat them 5-2. I got my 5 goals. We beat them 5-2. I scored 5.
Yes.
He went, I remember that, sir. I remember that. He said, I said, where is it? He said, it's just 50 yards down on the right. Now, why,
can't
he told
say no,
me
can
that,
you?
Why he told me that, I don't know.
Can't say no.
So anyway, cut a long story short. I go down there, and Jim Steele's there with Rangers top on. It's St. Patrick's Day as well, 17th of March. Anyway, you know when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, where am I?
Ugh.
Where am I? You know, you think, whoa, what's this? Shit. So I jump out of bed. Oh, no. Run, get my gear on, run down the stairs. Grandfather clock, 4:10
oh.
in the morning. And the wee guy's standing there with my keys and my bag. I says, what are you doing? He says, sir, I tried to wake you. I said, no. I said to you, wait, mate, 2:45. What? So I grabbed the bag, grabbed the keys. I said, you let me down. But sir, he's followed me out of the car park. And I'm getting in the car. Sir, I says, what? I said, I told you, wake me up. You're going to get me the sack. He said, you never come in to 4:55. I went, oh, fair enough. So,
shut up, did you?
Yeah, 4:55 I got in.
And you went to sleep for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, well, what's the point? So I've no change in my car. Right, because my phone don't work. I'm trying to find a phone box, but I've no change. I'm looking everywhere. In the end, I'll stuff it. So I get back to London. It's over. Talk Sport's over. Get back to London, straight to the phone shop, throw them the phone. Phone doesn't work. I bought it last week. Doesn't work. They give me a new one. As soon as I put the SIM in, beep, 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 beep,
oh,
beep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dad, one of my daughters, Michelle. Dad, you're in big shit. Mum's going to kill you. I went, really? She's going to kill you. I said, I've got a feeling that was coming. Kelvin has sent a courier.
Shut
a
up.
A courier, a bike, to Suffolk from London to say you're sacked.
Shut up.
I went, really? I said, all right. I said, well, what'd you do? You've lost a real good job, haven't you?
Crack on.
Funny you should say that. Says, Michelle, where's your summer gear? Where's your passport? Where's your skis? In the flat in London, I get them. Where's your sister? Well, she's working. Tell her to get the skis. We're going. Where? Maribel, French Alps. But Dad, you can't. I said, we can.
Yeah, you've been sacked, yeah.
But what about Mum? No, she'll look after the house. We're going skiing. Anyway, through the tunnel, on the train. Off the train, the car. Up the French mountain. Beautiful. 3 metres of snow. Not a cloud in the sky.
Really?
I'm there for 2.5 days, right? Phone goes. It's now working. Oh, it's Mike. Parry, I said, bollocks. Put the phone down. Right? Won't take any of his calls.
Yeah.
Next day he calls me twice. Go away, traitor. Bam, phone down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, that's funny. Why is he phoning me all this, right? So anyway, the fourth day, I think it was, I'm having a glass of Whispering Angel. One of my favourite restaurants. Beautiful. By the side of the piece. The girls are great skiers, by the way.
Yes.
They're skied for Scotland, England, Great Britain, youths and all that. So I'm just chilling out. Bottle of Whispering Angel. Side of the slopes. Fantastic. Sun. Gorgeous. Shades on. Brilliant.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And eventually he calls me, Parry. And I went, what do you want? He says, look. There's been a misunderstanding here. We've got a problem. I said, I know, the bike went to my house, my wife's not talking to me. He says, no, no, would you consider coming back? I says, what do you mean? Would you consider coming back? I said, I might. Why? What's happened? He said, well, I've got a few thousand emails here that people are not happy you're on. And the guy they brought in, you know, wasn't the same.
Who was that guy?
I'm not going to mention him because he'll listen to this podcast.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of emails. And I said, well, ring me tomorrow, let me think about it. He went, you sure? Before I go to Kelvin, I says, yeah, let me think about it. Ring me tomorrow. So he rings me the next day. A blanket at first. I thought, keep him waiting.
Yes.
Keep him on his toes.
Clever.
Right? And eventually, I pick up. I say, hello. Oh, it's Mike. You all right? Good day. I says, well, it's just glorious. I don't want to come back. This is beautiful. No, don't say that. I spoke to the boss. He says, you're back in. He says, when can you get back? I says, well, it's Thursday now. If I get back for Monday's show, he went, oh, brilliant. I said, there's just one thing. He says, what? What have you forgotten? He went, what do you mean? I said, we've not spoke about a rise, have we?
Shut up.
Oh, yes. He says, you're taking the piss. I went, well, it's up to you. And I put the phone down. He called me back a couple of hours later. He said, you ever do this again, I'm not helping you. You've got your rise. See you Monday. And that was it. Got back, suntan like you, Gab. Drove home. Brilliant Monday, fresh as a daisy.
Did
Bosch.
Mrs. forgive you?
Record figures.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.